Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lorena, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
It's the weekend. Let's see what's going on, what we can do, what we can get in trouble for doing, or maybe not get in trouble.
Hopefully not get in trouble.
Let's talk about the cover.
Okay.
We've got country artist Kyle Park performing at Whiskey Dick's.
Yeah, so Kyle Park, he's actually pretty big in the Texas country scene, which is huge. You can become really successful just in Texas alone if you have really great country skills. So he's coming down to Whiskey Dick's. He's going to be performing live tomorrow, 10 p.m. So be sure to check him out. It's only $10 to get in. I've heard nothing but good things about him, so please go and support him.
And actually, Whiskey Dick's is a good live performance venue.
It is, and there's a lot of place, a lot of room to dance.
That, a lot of room to dance.
A lot of people like to do.
And if it's about country music, you got to dance.
Yes.
Now, this is a cool event. Happens every year. Men putting on their cooking skills to the test for this 2016 event. It's called Men Who Cook.
Yeah, so if you're not aware, Men Who Cook is an event that always benefits Mesilla Valley Hospice. So there is a slight change of venue this year. They're going to be at the Grapevine Plaza. The event is set for tomorrow from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $75, but I know that seems a little pricey, but first of all, it's for a really great cause. And second of all, you get to taste a bunch of food.
A lot of food, because I forget what the last count of men who are participating, but these are the who's who's in this community that can actually cook.
Yeah, and they need a cook. I heard from Lucas, who's a part of the Sun News. He's going to be participating this year. He said they have to prepare food for 200 people. So
maybe that's why I've never been invited, because I can't prepare food for more than two people.
Oh, really?
So, well, there's why I never get my invitation for that. Now, I'm excited about this, because I've never had an opportunity to go check out the great Bob Dylan perform anywhere that I've ever lived at, and here he is coming to our very own backyard, coming to El Paso on October 19th, and he's also coming to Albuquerque.
Yeah, so he's headed to Albuquerque prior to El Paso. That's going to be in October. October 18th, he'll be in Albuquerque. October 19th, El Paso. Tickets go on sale today, so be sure you get on Ticketmaster and you get your tickets for either show, because honestly, it's always, I feel, a great opportunity when these artists go to El Paso and Albuquerque, because then you have a couple of options on how you want to spend your weekend or go on a day trip, and both cities really have a lot to offer. So for sure, go check out Bob Dylan, because he really is an iconic singer, and I've heard nothing but good things about him.
He puts on a great live show, mm-hmm. and I think that to be able to see him, and again, I'm looking to go. I just need to find a way to get the tickets, but, you know, it is one of those lifetime opportunities to be able to go check him out.
Really is, and I believe he was in El Paso also a while back. So it's been a while. He's coming back to El Paso and to the area. So I know a lot of people that are excited to see him again and get to see him for the first time.
Let's go to Taste for Your Impulse. This is here at NMSU.
Yeah, Sam Steele Cafe, if you've never been, this is the student-run cafe where they also sell, it's called Aces in the Whole Foods, which packages like brownie mixes that are kind of flavored with chili. They have an all-purpose shortbread, I believe, mix that they're actually making waffles out of. So they do sell a bunch of stuff, pecan pie, candles, pralines. But the reason we wanted to feature them is they sell things that are pre-made, like coffee. You can stop by, get yourself a cup of coffee. Baked goods like pecan pie with ice cream on top. And a couple of really awesome ones, gelato, which you can't find at a lot of places here in Las Cruces. But they make a bunch of gelato. You can buy it by scoops. You can buy it by pint or by the gallon. And then on Wednesdays, they're doing this really special thing where they use their own mixes to make waffles, and they have a waffle bar from 9 to 10 only on Wednesdays, and then they have a bunch of toppings you can put on there.
You can never go wrong with a waffle bar.
Really can't.
You can't. Well, Lorena, thank you very much for coming in. Hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.